I've had enough of these Yankees. Not so fast, El Guapo, or I'll fill you so full of lead you'll be using your dick for a pencil.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Who elected you leader of this outfit?
Well, Pete, I figured it should be the one with the capacity for abstract thought, but if that ain't the consensus view, then hell, let's put her to a vote.
Suits me. I'm voting for yours truly.
Well, I'm voting for yours truly, too.
Okay. I'm with you fellas.
Number two, step forward.
Do the fucking keys, you fucking cocksucker motherfucker!
Knock it off, get back. Number three, step forward.
Hand me the keys, you cocksucker.
In English, please.
Excuse me?
In English.
Hand me the fucking keys, you cocksucker. What the fuck?
I look like some cocksucking faggot.
Seen Reg or Brady?
Joe, I don't care, man. Enough is enough. Nowhere in my contract does it say I gotta make a fool out of myself. Am I right? Hey,
have you seen Dunlap or Brady?
I'm gonna flash him, Joe.
Oh, now,
I'm gonna walk down that stinking aisle. I'm gonna open this faggot bathrobe and wiggle my dick at him.
You will not.
Yes, I am, Joe. And you know why? Because I want you to have a heart attack and die so that we never have to do this shit again. You and your fucking fashion show.
It's good publicity. You fellas have not been drawing him in the way you have in the past.
I'm gonna wiggle it at him, you cheap bastard. I'm telling you, you better be prepared, because when I yank it out, everybody in that audience, with the exception of my wife, is gonna be running for the exits.
Ensemble number eight, as we watch Chiefs defenseman Johnny Upton, modeling number eight.
Joe McGrath here, just checking on Dunlop.
Bringing you more funny per square inch than, well, something that's probably not very funny, I guess. It's once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, which is really just the back room of one of our houses. All your favorite dumbasses have joined once again to give you exactly what you need if what you really need is a crappy little podcast. And now, without any further delay, here is the host of the show from Son of Cheese. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
So Justin just told me something that shocks me, shocks and appalls me. He has never seen the movie Slapshot.
Never.
That is such a shame.
The hockey classic, not even just the hockey classic, it's a classic of film.
What's because it's hockey. I don't watch much.
It doesn't matter, trust me.
You must see this film.
Really?
We own it.
You were getting all pissed off at me because I hadn't seen something.
Spinal Tap.
But I finally saw Spinal Tap.
What did you think?
Loved it. So you now watch Slapshot.
I will have to watch
Slapshot.
You
will love it.
I will put it on my Netflix, and by the next time we podcast, I will.
Well, maybe not the next time. It depends how many times we podcast.
Well, that's true.
Right. That's
true.
But eventually, you will watch Slapshot. Justin was giving me during that clip was, what the fuck is this?
What are you talking about? Have you seen The Usual Suspects? Because that was what the first one was. Where he was like, English. Say it in English. Yeah. And you kind of looked confused.
And see, I only recently, I just last week, saw The Usual Suspects.
That's one of my favorite movies
for the
ever.
Very first time. And yeah, that was out originally in 1995. Mm-hmm. I also, for the first time, a couple of weeks ago, saw The Birdcage.
That's funny.
Finally saw The Birdcage.
The French one or the English one?
The English one. The one with Robin Williams and...
Nathan Lane.
Sorry.
No. It was okay.
It was okay.
Because I don't speak French, so I'm okay with the English version. You know what I don't like about subtitles?
He doesn't want to read a movie.
Yeah, if I have subtitles, I'm not watching the movie.
So you're not
I'm just reading.
Big on the JCVD movie, then?
I don't know what the F you're talking about.
JCVD, Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's JCVD. It's about Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's the best movie he has ever done. It is one of my favorite.
Jean-Claude has VD? What?
Jean-Claude Van Damme. JCVD.
Yeah, whatever.
Smartass.
Yes. Yes, I am. So anyway.
That's a good movie, eh?
It's a great movie. Oh, my gosh. He does a monologue in the middle of it, where he kind of breaks the fourth wall and he gets raised above the scene that is happening, and then he just talks to the viewer. And
yeah, and he's so articulate. There's nobody else I want talking to me.
It's so... Well, it's all in French. It's all in French. That's why you said it's, you know, you don't like to read your movies, but I said so you didn't like them. Okay, so... And tearjerker. Tearjerker.
It must be something because you're getting really amped up over it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the best movie he's ever done, and I'm trying to think of any movie he's done that's really good, that's held up to time.
None. Absolutely none.
Because he plays himself in this one.
He did what? Time Cop. He did that one where he was a hockey goalie. Well,
Time Cop was okay.
Hockey goalie?
Yeah. There's one where he is a security guard at Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh. And he was a minor league goalie or some crap, and he has to go into the game because there's terrorists in the building. It's a dumb effing movie.
That sounds dumb.
You know why? Because it's Jean-Claude effing Van Damme, and he's a moron. He's a freaking tard, all right? Did you know that he turned
down... Boy, you're just out to piss Justin off tonight.
Well, you know, that's why he comes over.
I don't enjoy his, his movies myself.
He comes over for the food, and he knows he's going to get picked on. We feed him.
It's fantastic.
So he gets what he gets.
He gets what he gets. He eats our food, then he gets picked on.
And then I leave.
But apparently Jean-Claude Van Damme turned down a role in The Expendables.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read. And that's a movie that I want to see, and you've already seen it.
No, but I have.
We saw the other guys.
Oh, okay. I want to see The Expendables. That looks like a good disengage your brain and just have fun watching.
I heard good things about it.
One of my favorite ass kickers is in that movie.
Every one of my favorite ass kickers.
And so, supposedly it works, even though they've got a ton of stars.
Well,
it works.
The previews I've seen, it looks fun. It looks like just a fun time.
Gazette apparently
just watched
slammed
them.
It.
You know what? But the Gazette, staffed by a pack of morons, all right? You're not talking about the highest common denominator of journalists, and I'm saying that with the air quotes, that are working at the Colorado Springs effing Gazette, okay? Nathaniel Glenn obviously doesn't know food, so what the hell? Do you think that the sports department doesn't know dick about sports, so do you think that the movie people are going to know dick about movies? Please.
I could do a better review of in the Gazette than they do.
I wish that we had a camera.
Because he was very...
Because you were so aloof with your knees together and your pink shoes and your... I could do such a butter of film.
I know cinema.
Oh my God, I know film. I know cinema.
I'm big on the internet.
In your face, Derek.
Touché. See, and the problem is none of what he's doing is translating to the audio, but it's classic. Yeah. Also priceless. Now, recently, I turned up this Ali Brosh. Now, I know a lot of people, tons and tons of people know her. She gets millions of hits per month. But only recently did I stumble upon her junk here. She has a blog called Hyperbole and a Half, which right off the bat, great freaking title
great
for
name.
A blog. It intersperses these simple little cartoons that she draws with just, she's a storyteller. Good stories come from good experiences, and she's had some good experiences.
Yes.
There might be a little bit of, what's the word I'm searching for? A little bit of enhancement, perhaps?
Hyperbole?
Perhaps.
And a half.
But she's just plain funny. Mm-hmm. And this one thing I got off of a website called The Gloss, it's Ali Brosh presents 5 ways to put the surprise back in your sex life. And you might be able to see the little illustrations if you're in the room. Number one, people aren't satisfied with regular sex anymore. They want to shake things up and explore new frontiers. They want excitement and possibly even danger. If you're looking for new ways to bring excitement into your sex life, look no further. Number one is the sniper. And the illustration is of somebody who's sitting on the pot while somebody's hiding in the bathtub behind the shower curtain.
With an evil little grin.
An evil grin. Ugh. There's no better way to create surprise and excitement than randomly ambushing your partner at a time of great vulnerability. Hide in the bathtub and wait for your partner to come in and try to use the toilet. No one expects a sexual ambush on the toilet. Number two, the car alarm, which the illustration is classic.
It's awesome.
Sudden loud noises add mystery and unpredictability. Wee boop wee boop. Awesome. The emergency. What better way to get your man's adrenaline pumping than to pretend you're having a seizure or suffering an aneurysm during sex? The illustration, again, priceless. I encourage you to go to thegloss.com and look this up.
Did you say lol?
It says it right there. Okay. On there. Number four, yes,
that's my
the
that's
one where it. You run away. Oh no, I'm getting away. And the guy's like, come on. Again. See? She's funny. Men love a challenge. To satisfy his innate desire to chase and catch things, why not get up in the middle of sex and run away? And number five, The Shapeshifter. Role playing can be exciting, but most exciting is surprise role playing. Now I'm a gorilla! But Sonic Gorilla. Allie Brosh, a freaking genius, went to her blog last night, actually early this morning while I was trying to come up with content for this stupid little show. Stumbled across her blog, read a post about her experiences with a bicycle. And I literally could not breathe. I was laughing so hard. And my sister says that there's a post on there that's even funnier about a fish. So I plan on checking that out. I don't know if I should do that while we're doing the show.
No, I think you should.
But, I think you should. It's seriously, wow.
But anyway, it's been a while since we've all been together, and the last show was monopolized by Justin and his tales of ass and spearmint. So what have you been doing?
I've been working. A lot.
Yeah. I could always count on you
I'm doing a... Oh, you might be interested in this. I got approached through a mutual friend of ours, Kathy.
In a dark alley.
Heppel. she had somebody who was a regular client of hers that wanted a project done, but she didn't have time to do it, so she passed it our way, and it was decided amongst the three of us that I would be the one that would tackle it. It's designing a tarot box.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's going pretty good. He's pretty happy with it.
So. I was in Las Vegas at the time. When I got the email,
yeah,
Ray was doing something.
Ray just wasn't interested.
Yeah, Ray just was probably like, fuck it, I'm not working anymore. I was in Vegas, so I said, Colin, you go. Yeah.
So, and it's a out-of-print deck that's being reissued by this one person, his company, rather than US Games, who did it originally. And he's really been really happy with my work. Although it's been derailed for the moment because he got married last Sunday. So, but
like you do.
Yeah.
But there's that.
Well, and you've been kind of in secret plotting who's going to be the groomsman at your wedding without letting any of the groomsmen know.
Well, you and Ray knew.
Not really. No, I had never actually heard from you, per se, until last week.
I see. I suck at this.
You do, actually. Not your strong suit.
No, getting married is really not my thing, I guess.
As you sit next to your future wife.
I know. Well, I mean,
weddings.
But that should be encouraging because if I'm this bad the first time around, there's probably not going to be a second. So, yeah.
So what he's saying is he sucks at leaving, so he's just going to stay.
Right. I suck at leaving. Right. No, I suck at marriage planning. So anyway,
I don't like weddings.
I don't like weddings.
I'm not even going to like my own wedding. I was like, you don't know that. You haven't had one yet.
Did you enjoy our wedding?
No.
Not one. No, I just don't like the social situation of a wedding. I don't like it.
I can understand that.
I hate them. So. I hate them, but I've also DJed several. And it's my worst nightmare almost is DJing a wedding. Now,
and you're DJing our wedding.
Well, but see, I was...
Congratulations.
Let me explain. I recently DJed a wedding reception. And I shouldn't say wedding because you're never at the wedding. I mean, if you're at the wedding, something's wrong. You're at the wedding reception.
Right.
And I recently did one for somebody who works with us at Graham. Her name's Nicole. Real name's Jacqueline. She hates that, though. But, in fact, her checks, because I know that because she paid me by a check, say J. Nicole. So legally, she still has to keep that J around. But I was talking to somebody. Somebody came up and asked for a business card because he's having a wedding of his own soon and was wanting to check prices. And I did a great job of selling myself. I vacillated between saying I hate people and I hate doing weddings while I'm handing him the business card and saying it. I really don't do this very often because I hate doing it. But he still parted like he wanted to hire me. But I realized something while I was talking to him. I have only done one wedding in my life where I didn't at least know somebody. And that was the worst wedding reception of all time for me. Because I had no idea what the hell was going on. Now, outside of that, I'm not saying that the ones where I knew people were any better. Sometimes they're worse. Because people expect more out of you because you're friends. And, you know, they think they can get away with. And sometimes I give you the $100 show. You know, if I don't like you, I'm not going to give you the full show. I think Kelly Hall is a perfect example.
Yeah, that was...
But
she was demanding.
She was demanding and not willing to pay much. And I think after the first dance, I said, wow, that was special.
Yeah, you did. I was
not in monkey wants to put on a show mode. But
so between weddings and Christmas parties, which you'd rather do?
Weddings.
Yeah.
Christmas parties are just horrifying. And I've done them both. Yeah. And got paid pretty well for either.
Yeah, I remember how shittily they treated you at the last Graham one that you did.
It's just, I was only doing that because I needed the money to fix my tooth. Real honestly, the only reason I did that was because I needed dental work done. I was like, $600? Yeah, that'll fix the tooth. So I did it. I suffered through it. I got the tooth fixed. I was done. I wouldn't have done it otherwise. But it was, yeah, it's just, it's my worst nightmare. I hate doing them. And yeah, I'll do yours. I'll do yours, but that's about it.
Alrighty then.
And we're very happy that you're doing it.
Yes.
Good. Well, and I don't suppose there's going to be much to it.
Thanks.
Well, what do you got planned?
Nothing. He doesn't want to dance because he doesn't want to watch people dance, so you don't have to worry about the first dance.
And it's around Halloween, right? Well, it's in October.
It's October. October 10th.
Yeah, it's like 10th. Yeah.
10-10-10. So I figure, you know, pretty much I'll just give you free reign. I've gone through songs and trying to find some that I really would like to hear, but right. If we're not going to have like a dance, there's nothing that has to
be. Well, I mean, people can dance. I'm not karaoke. Saying nobody can dance.
Do karaoke. That might be fun.
Well, see, I thought about that. I like the karaoke.
Oh, his
idea.
Hands are in the
hands
air.
Hands are up. That means shut the F up. Have to have open dancing. Otherwise, people.
There will
otherwise,
be.
Otherwise, as soon as the food's gone, people will leave.
He just didn't want first dance.
You have to have a first dance.
Well, no, he doesn't have a first dance.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to succumb to years and years of tradition and show the woman he loves. You know,
the groomsmen are going to be wearing bowling shirts. I'm really not going with tradition.
I'm just saying, it's a nice gesture.
Well, then we better start finding a song then.
Do like one of those songs where it starts off really slow and you get out there and dance and then everybody joins in, you know, and it's
like one of those Outcast songs where they start talking slow, or perhaps the Black Eyed Peas and the bass is running.
Okay, that'll just make me laugh.
Or maybe just, you know, quickly breaks into a song. Hey, what are they doing out there by themselves? Yeah, everybody get on the floor. And
you can DJ the wedding if you'd like.
No. I'm just giving ideas. This is me. I'm the creative mind. I throw it your way because you do. I think you do.
You don't think.
I never think. I've always said, you know, thinking is so painfully overrated. But yeah, no. Why would I think? Silence in the room. Wait. Where'd that one go?
Crickets?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's got to be better on the ball with this.
You'd think.
He's got to have like this little dashboard.
But it's
with
not
the
like this is something that he has.
Push the buttons.
It's not like this is something he has total control over. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, this is.
It's not like he planned this and,
So, other than really doing a great job planning your wedding, have you guys been up to? Just went to Sugarland Sodas today.
Yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Great stuff.
We went yesterday.
Told you. I was mentioned on the pod. Yes. I don't know how many pods back.
When we first got back into doing the modern incarnation of this show, Justin mentioned Sugarland Sodas here in town. Yep. And
I just remembered it yesterday. Yeah, Heather called me up. We should try to find that place.
Yeah, Heather called me up and said, do you remember where it is? And I said, absolutely, I remember where it is. I stopped by, and their hours are crappy and funky. I think they're closed today. I was wrong.
I went ahead and called, and the guy was like, oh, yeah. He goes, we're closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but we're open today till 6.
They still have their business cards.
So what all did you buy at this wonderful soda place?
We got a case of soda.
24.
We each got six bottles of soda, and then we bought a bubble up for Dad.
Yeah. But nothing for me.
No, not yet.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have my Dr.
You know, I should have got you a Faygo. They had Faygo.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Faygo.
Well, then fuck you. You used to be.
Yeah, Rock and Rye once in a while.
They had Rock and Rye.
Yeah.
Although they had a lot of other really cool things, too.
See, what I'm a big fan of is Rat Bastard Root Jolt. Beer, things made by Skeletons. I'm a huge fan of spicy ginger ale, which is hard to find.
Ooh, I had that last night. Honey lime ginger ale.
Honey lime, I don't know.
It was really good.
Was it
warned her not to drink it fast because she would choke.
My end drink, the dregs. I was like, oh my gosh. My tongue was burning. My nose was burning.
Nice.
Yeah,
sounds
it was
good.
Awesome.
I'd like some.
We'll tell you what. We are planning on going like once a month
to
restock. Well, I mean, it's not much of a stock with 6 each, but still. We'll grab you something then if you want, if you haven't gone there beforehand.
Right. It's just on the wrong end of town. However, we say they're closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Crap. Because the only time I'm really ever up on that end of town is Tuesdays, so yeah. I have to make a special trip, and it's just so far.
It is.
From here, it's a long way. I could get to Pueblo faster, really. Mm-hmm. I literally can get to Pueblo faster than I can get to this place.
That's sad.
It is. It's very sad.
Well, we tried out another soda place. It's way up off of Vindicator.
Yeah.
Like way, way the hell up there. But it's called Squeak.
Squeak Soda Shop.
Squeak Soda Shop.
Uh-huh. And they make their own sodas. They had 69 different flavors. Do you know what we're talking about? No idea. It's awesome. It's very awesome. They had 69 flavors that you could choose from.
69.
Think they chose that number arbitrarily?
Actually, was it only 69? I thought it was 71.
I got the very last one.
Did you?
And it was number 69. Well, but basically, they have all their...
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, no, you please.
They have all the flavors of soda out in these little bottles, and they're numbered, so you can look at the board and go, ooh, you know, I want to try grape. And you go, you find the number in the jar, and you can smell it to see what it smells like, and then you can, like Justin and I had floats with our soda, and Jordan and Colin just had regular soda. But they make the soda in front of you. It's like a little chemistry experiment with dropping...
A couple drops from this vial.
And you can have any color you want, so...
So they actually employ soda jerks.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, and on the board it says, see a jerk for more information.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah, but yeah. I had...
I mean, the place looked a little rundown, a little seedy, but they had a Wii that you could play on.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of...
It makes it all better.
Yeah, they had a Wii.
That everybody's been touching.
Like three shelves of board games that you could play while you were just sitting there.
You know what that sounds to me like? Have you ever been... You've probably never been. Paris on the Platte in Denver. It is a little kind of coffee shop. They serve like sandwiches and stuff and Italian sodas. And they have board games and books that you can check out, and you can stay there as long as you like, as long as you meet a minimum purchase per hour.
Wow.
And it used to be, I'm talking in the mid-90s, it was $3 per person per hour. And if you met that minimum, you could stay there as long as you wanted and play games and just hang out. And it was fun. Yeah. So that's what this sounds like to me, although...
Without the minimum per hour.
As far as I know, there
And they also have candies on the side that you fill it. Bag with of old
cool
jelly varieties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I have
and
a,
they're
and
open
is,
every
said
day.
This is on Vindicator.
Yeah, off of Vindicator up Vindicator. On what was that?
Briargate? No.
No, not Briargate.
Woodman. Rock Rimmon.
Yeah, Rock Rimmon. That's it. Rock Rimmon.
Rock Rimmon. Squeaks Soda Shop.
Rock Rimmon and Vindicator.
Rock Rimmon and Vindicator. But it was,
yeah, actually, I have the address here, so why don't I just open that the hell up?
The one soda that I got was the one when I saw it on the board. I was like, please, who's going to get that? But then I smelled it. It was the kumquat soda. And I realized I'd never tried kumquat, so I smelled it. And I was like, holy God, that smells so good. And so I got it with Jamaican coconut ice cream.
Hmm.
And I put the lid on it. And we left, and the lid started, the ice cream started to make it bubble up, so the lid was starting to expand, and Colin was like, it's gonna blow! So we
all
put
over the inside
straw
of the car.
On it, in it, and he was trying to save it, and it started to floosh out all over his pants and stuff.
Nice.
But he's sucking it up, trying to keep it while I'm driving. I ended up pulling into Zio's parking lot to drink enough of it.
There are so many ways.
He said.
So it's all flowing all over, and I'm like... Oh my God, this is delicious. That's a really good combination. Oh, that was good.
So there you go. I mean, it was just...
So the deliciousness tempered the problem.
Yes, yes. And it was all over.
High praise, because I know how pissy you get when things like that go wrong.
Actually, so you had mellowed.
Yeah, I was just sucking up and holy moly, it was delicious.
Yeah. 812 Village Center Drive, so...
You know, one of the things I really, really hate is when people end a sentence on so, like I'm supposed to know something.
So, there you go.
So, fuck you, eh?
So, there you go.
I'll accept that. That's even better. So, yeah.
Oh, you're ending it on, yeah.
See, huh? Yeah, sure. Other than going to E3, you're still doing your little videos.
Yep, and I've got a daily streaming podcast or streamcast that I do on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 1.
Where?
On ustream.tv / you can watch me do nothing.
Interesting.
with little hyphens between each word. But yeah, I tweet about it every day when I post. And we have Try Wednesdays, where we play Monster Hunter Try online. We have a lot of fun. And
I noticed
big thing I wanted to tell you, though,
okay,
was that I've got a friend, one of the friends of the show, of my streamcast, in Scotland. Scotland is going to be sending me some haggis.
Really?
And he's going to be sending me two cans of haggis.
We're going to have to try it.
Cans of haggis.
And he tried it. He says he likes it. So
he's a Scot.
Actually, he's not. He's just living in Scotland. Says it's really great. He's sending me some other nifty little treats and sweets and stuff. But he's sending me haggis. So
we'll have to try the haggis.
I want to try the haggis.
Yes, I would love to give it a whirl. I mean, what the hell? Yeah. You hear so much. It's supposed to have got oatmeal and brains and shit in it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm in.
Cool.
All in.
Cool.
Yeah,
speaking of, that's okay. You can be afraid.
In fact,
you know, once Justin eats the haggis and you don't, this will be your theme song.
I actually like it.
You like it being pointed at somebody else?
No, I actually kind of, it's growing on me.
Well, it's an Ivor, it's from an Ivor Biggins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think you even gave me the album at one point.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
We actually went on a vacation this summer. We went to Las Vegas, but we didn't do absolutely anything Vegas-y. So it's, when you're unemployed, you can't take a great vacation.
That's true.
Just, I don't know, feel guilty. It's like, shouldn't be spending too much money. Can't go see Penn and Teller or anything. But what we did do, we went to a kick-ass little tapas place called Firefly.
Topless place.
Tapas.
Topless.
Tapas.
Tapas.
Topless.
Tapas. Tapas.
Tapas.
Tapas.
T-A-P-A-S. Small place.
This kick-ass topless place. Man, the ladies were so nice. They must have been cold, though.
Yeah.
Firefly. They glowed.
Yes. Little glowy pasties. No, it was great. Do you like mojitos?
Yes.
I'm not a big fan, but they sell them by the pitcher. But, yeah. And then you can order all manner of different things. We had these mussels that were steamed in a spicy coconut milk. Mm. They had these bacon-wrapped dates that were stuffed with blue cheese or something. It was just insanely good. The people were very friendly, and apparently I made the little waiter shit his pants. At some point, because I didn't realize how small he was, because we were all sitting down, you know, and he was just a tiny thing, you know, Rhode Island could kick his ass in a war type of tiny. And we were taking Aldi and Shannon out for their anniversary, and they still were like trying to finagle the bill and get so they could pay. It's like, no, assholes, we're taking you out for your anniversary. We're going to pay. And the guy grabbed her credit card and literally ran off. And so I went after him. And by the time I caught up to him, I finally realized how tiny of a tiny thing he was. He turned around and he was staring at my chest. And I was right on top of him. And I said, "You will not run that card."
She told me to run the card.
I said, "You will not." And I grabbed the card from him. Put the card. I said, "This is mine now. You will use this $100 bill, and you will do that."
But she told me, "Run the card."
He was just frightened and shaking, and I felt so. He's like a little tiny scared rabbit. And then I just kept their card. Fuck them. I've got their card still.
He's selling out their card.
We're going shopping on Amazon after the show.
That's right. I actually did give the card back after a long time. That was their punishment.
So is there anything you'd like to say about Ethiopian food?
Ethiopian food in this town sucks dog shit.
That's too bad. There's that place in Old Colorado City.
Yeah, that's where we went.
So, you know, initially that's you're thinking, I mean, when we were growing up, that's Ethiopia was where all the hunger was, right? You know, eat your food. There's starving kids in Ethiopia. So you have to wonder, Ethiopian cuisine is what? Boogers and rocks. So I'm thinking, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I want to go. And not that far from the truth. And you know what they don't have in Ethiopia? And I know they're a depressed third world country, but you'd think maybe 2010, they don't have silver.
Yes, you eat that soft bread.
Yeah, that weird, spongy, weird, sour shit bread.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And kind of rawish meat.
Kind of.
I don't even want to think about that.
Dining experience ever.
Wow, that's too bad.
And she was so nice. That was the bad part.
She was nice, but at the same time, she came out and told us all the things off the menu we couldn't order because they took too long. So that was how it
Which
started.
Was actually probably a good thing because we had about a two-hour lunch.
A shitload of time to get this shitty shit food, but they only serve two drinks. What was it? Iced tea and lemonade made with rose water.
And the lemonade was good.
The lemonade was the only saving grace. It was the best lemonade I think I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
However, some of the worst food I have ever had.
And they had dessert stuff that we didn't try, so the dessert might be good
but
there,
But it's also a bakery. It's an Ethiopian restaurant and bakery.
And bakery.
And I think the bakery is more... And it used to be... This location used to be, like last year or the year before, it was a New Orleans-themed restaurant.
Okay.
Well, the Ethiopians moved in and really didn't change the decor. Yeah, they just didn't really change the decor much.
Oh, so it still kind of looks...
It's still got a bit of a French Quarter theme to it, but it's Ethiopian cuisine. And some of really, literally, just bad. Bad, bad, bad. Take my word for it.
Wow,
bad,
okay.
Bad, bad. Yeah. I mean, we've eaten at some pretty crappy places. Ray is not...
Yeah, Ray has been failing us left and right.
I mean, you know, and sometimes you try new things, and you ultimately will fail. Well, we failed too many times in a row, and this Ethiopian restaurant was the last straw. It was just bad. And nothing... It was irredeemably bad. And we ate at a Mexican restaurant that was recommended by Nathaniel Glenn from the Gazette. Irredeemably bad, but this was worse. Yeah. This was horrifying. Just terrible.
It's too bad that we don't have that that place up in Denver... down here in the Springs, because that was some of the best Mexican food Derek's ever...
Las Delicias?
Oh, my gosh.
Or no.
Oh, no. Las Carbonchitos.
Yes.
Where the flan. Best flan ever.
Best flan. I got him to eat the flan.
But the tacos, I mean,
tacos were amazing.
He was food-gasming at the table. He was every bite, because you got like, what, 20 tacos. You got every meat they offered.
I got one of everything.
One of everything, and everyone was... better. It was just like he started to climax.
It was so good. It's just, you know, you have...
I do know.
When you have Taco Bell your entire life.
And now did you see Taco Bell is trying to come out, is trying to give you these cantina tacos? It's like, you know what, Pete? If you can't do it, put it back in the drawer. But you're right. If you've had gringo tacos, and then you go and have real tacos.
Have a real taco that's real. This is what they do in Mexico City type of real.
Yes.
You know, it's just... Oh, it's the most amazing stuff.
It's simple.
And I'm just starting to become a foodie. And I want to try new cuisines. I want to try these. I want to try haggis.
Yes.
So that's why he's sending it to me. So it's.
So have you tried Ethiopian? Or you just knew about it?
No. My friend Max, every Christmas, we do a meal at my house. We do kind of a Christmas. You know, we can't buy presents for everybody. So we'll just get together. We'll have a big dinner. The year before last, we did Greek, we did Indian food, which was fantastic.
Love good Indian.
Last year, we did hot pot.
Dot, not feather, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Last year, we did hot pot, which was amazing.
Like shabu-shabu?
Shabu-shabu. We got the shabu-shabu meat, and we didn't even use all the meat. I mean, it was, you know, it was so filling. I didn't think it would be filling. Anyways, long story short, too late. He wants to do Ethiopian food this year.
Oh.
And I thought, okay. So I did a little bit of research on it. I saw one of the no reservations where he had Ethiopian food. And I said, okay, that looks interesting. And it was not but 3 weeks ago that we went down to Okara City and saw that Ethiopian place. And I thought, I'll try it. Now I know not to.
Here's the thing.
You can try it.
You can try it and tell us what you think, but Colin and I unfortunately both had the same exact thought while we were eating. You've seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Yes.
Where they're in the village and they're eating the food that they...
The monkey
we both
brains.
Looked at, and... No, not the monkey brains.
The monkey, in
before
the village.
There, when they're eating the shit off the plate and the flies buzzing around, we both looked at each other and said, I feel like I'm in that scene in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
This is more food.
This is more food that these people eat in a week. They're starving.
Well, and you needed the waitress to come up and just touch your arm. Kapanuka.
Kabusa. Kabuka. Yeah. Well, and you know, the funny thing is the waitress spoke really good English.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cook, Mama, not so much. She's definitely Ethiopian. So,
But yeah, you can try it. You might. I mean, I don't like eating with my fingers, and I don't like soggy bread. So
tip from me to you: go earlier in the morning, like when they first open.
When everything's fresh,
and you'll be bring your own fork. But what'll happen is you won't have the restrictions. You'll be able to order anything because it'll be ready. She makes only some of this stuff. She only makes once a day, and once it's gone, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to try it, try it. And I just did not like the flavors. I didn't like the flavors. And I found that with crepes, even, I'm not a crepe person.
There's a crepe place the crepe in Colorado, up in Chapel Hills Mall.
Well, there's three or four crepe places, two of which are right downtown.
Really?
Yeah,
I just know of the one up at Chapel Hills Mall.
There's La one Creperie, across from Port Richards.
There's La Creperie, and then there's this Crepes Francais. And we've eaten it, both of them. Colin didn't go with us to Creperie.
Well, La Creperie is just a French restaurant. It doesn't do just crepes.
Well, but it serves crepes.
But it serves
crepes.
But
this other place does just crepes.
Yeah. Okay, so Port Richards.
Across from Port Richards.
You know where Tony's bar is?
Yeah.
The dessert was delicious. My main course, the chicken was too dry.
You know what?
They didn't like the dessert.
The thing is, the waitress fucking argued with me. Don't fucking argue with me. If it's served with ice cream and pears, and I say, I don't want the pears, and you look at me and say, what do you want, apple then? I say, did I say apple? I just don't want the pear. Why don't you just get a dish of ice cream? Do you even want the crepe on the plate?
She didn't say it quite like that.
Look, you giant ass. All right? I'm the one paying the bill. All right? I don't care if you've got some suggestion. You can suck on it. That's all I got to say.
Wow, we've ended two shows with you being really pissed off.
Yay!
Let me tell you something. If you know, if these idiots want to argue with me, it's I don't want the goddamn pear. Okay, how hard is that to understand? What, you want apple? No! I don't even want the apple. I just want some ice cream and a fucking crepe and some chocolate. How hard is that? I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
That was fun.
My sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
Fuck the pears.
Justin the Jew Wario Carmichael, the nub with pink shoes.
YouCanPlayThis.com.
You didn't even bring your hat.
I didn't bring my hat.
Oh, well, next time we'll have to have his hat on. We'll be back again next weekend.